for visiting Galesburg Silver Streaks. At guard, number 5, Maddie Boyer. At guard, number 10, Ty Peachy. At guard, number 12, Sarah Baker. At guard, number 14, Jessica Howard. And at center, number 44, Shelby Pacheco. The Silver Streaks are coached by Evan Massey. And now for tonight's home team, the Effingham Flaming Hearts. At guard, number 3, Carly Earlywine. At guard, number 10, Blake Hayes. At guard, number 12, Hillary Collins. At forward, number 30, Tatiana Cole-Clasier. And at forward, number 33, Sam Zaruzan. Coaching the Hearts is Jeff Schaefer. Tonight's officials are Andy Pullum, John Atkins, and Dennis Matthews.
Yes, he did say Zaruzan. Just about ready to tip things off between the 10-7 Galesburg Silver Streaks and the 7-5 Effingham Flaming Heart Streaks in their road black, trimmed in silver and white. Effingham in their home white, trimmed in red. In the center circle for the Streaks, Sarah Baker at 5'9", and for Effingham, Tatiana Cole-Clasier at 5'10", and a junior. Ready to tip things off for third place in the Charleston Holiday Tournament. The ball is up, tip won by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Ty Peachy with the basketball, gets to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Effingham comes out in a 1-3-1 zone. Sarah Baker out high right side, penetrates, kicks to Jess Howard on the right wing again. She'll penetrate, kicks out high right side to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble, swings it over to Sarah Baker out left of the center circle, back to Ty Peachy on the right wing. She'll penetrate, kicks to Sarah Baker, top of the key. Now left wing, Maddie Boyer drives baseline, but she got called for the travel. Shuffled the feet before she put it on the floor. First turnover by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Streaks a little trouble figuring out that 1-3-1 zone thus far. 7:36 to play in the first quarter. No score. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Inbound comes to Cole-Clasier. Now this is Sam Zaruzan with it on the dribble, still in the backcourt. Looking for help. Trapped up. Gives way to Blake Hayes. She'll get it across midcourt left side and gives to Carly Earlywine. Down on the right side. Nice look. 10-footer up and in and out. No good by Hillary Collins. Rebound Sarah Baker. She'll bring it up herself. Cross midcourt, gives to Maddie Boyer, left wing, back to Sarah Baker between the circles, out high right side to Ty Peachy. Ty gives to Jessica Howard, long three from the right wing, off the back iron, no good. Rebound Ty Peachy, kicks out to Jess from straight on. Now she kicks over to Maddie Boyer, left wing, three-pointer up, off the rim, no good. Rebound comes out long, run down by Sam Zaruzan for Effingham. Across midcourt, this is Collins with it across midcourt right side, goes to the right baseline to Earlywine, drives in, ball knocked away, gets it back, five-footer up and good for Carly Earlywine. And Effingham leads 2-0, 6:48 to play first quarter. Quickly back the other way. Maddie Boyer on the left wing. Kicks out between the circles to Sarah Baker. Back to Maddie on the left wing. She'll fire the three. Off the rim, no. Rebound goes off the hands of Hayes. And now this is Hillary Collins with it across midcourt right side on the run. Goes to the right baseline to Earlywine. Fires a 17-footer. No good. Rebound goes to the four. Picked up out high by, this is Hillary Collins with it on the dribble. Lost it. Now picks up. She's trapped looking for help. Knocked away by Shelby Pacheco. Ball goes to the floor. Jessica Howard gives to Shelby Pacheco running down the right side. She'll lay it up off the glass. Streaks are on the board. We are tied at 2 with 6:12 to play here in quarter number 1. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Inbound comes to Hayes. Hayes gets it across midcourt left side to Tatiana Cole-Clasier. Runs in, a runner in the paint from 5 feet up and no good. Jessica Howard down with a rebound for the Streaks. She'll run it across herself just in front of us here at midcourt. Now goes down to the right wing, picks up, tries to get to Ty Peachy in the lane. The ball goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up, and the possession arrow will point toward the Effingham Flaming Hearts as the pass was a little bit behind Ty, and she had to dive back to try to save it. Line change for the Streaks into the ball game. Megan Young, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, and Jamie Johnson. 5:52 to play first quarter. We're tied at two. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Inbound comes in, and it's going to go to the Streaks. First turnover by Effingham. The ball was actually tipped by Mickey Rodriguez, but then I think it was Sam Jeruzin got a hand on it for Effingham before it went out of bounds. Streaks have it on the near sideline. Bailey Boyer to trigger. In it comes Jamie Johnson, top of the key, penetrates into the paint, stops, and gets tied up. Nope, she's going to be called for a travel. So the Streaks were their second turnover of the ball game. And that's something in last night's game. They only ended up with 12 turnovers in the game after having well over 20 in the early game. Now a steal by Sadie Hamilton on the inbound, and she is fouled. So the second Effingham turnover. This will be the first foul of the ball game, and it is going to go against Blake Hayes. That'll be her first of the ball game. Inbounding will be Megan Young from the right baseline. In it comes to Mickey Rodriguez on the baseline. Three-pointer up and good.
Mickey Rodriguez.
I like listening to the PA guys say her name. That's a 4-2 Streaks lead, 5:32 to play. Now a shot from the right wing by Hillary Collins, up and good for Effingham. Bailey Boyer with it, right wing, puts up the three, and she got it. And actually, that should be, yeah, it's 8 points now because they'd only put, actually should have been, let's see, 5-3, and it was. Now they added the other three, so it's 8-3, and now another Effingham turnover as they lost it against the full court pressure. Streaks with it, Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, Katarina Mangieri, Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Howard back in for the Streaks. 5:13 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 8-4. Left wing, Katarina Mangieri back on high left side to Sarah Baker. Swing it to Ty Peachy, now to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Back to Ty Peachy out high on the right side. Penetrates the zone, now stops and tried to kick it out to Jess, but the ball got knocked away by Zerusin, and the Streaks will have it on their own right baseline. Streaks need to get some penetration into this 1-3-1 zone as it's a little bit spread out. And it comes to Jessica Howard, fires a three for the right wing. It's long. Rebound comes down on the weak side of Cole Clasier, and a foul is called on who, where? Sarah Baker got called for the foul. I'm not sure what exactly she did, but Sarah Baker picks up her first foul. That's the first team foul on the Streaks. I don't know if she got a piece of the arm going up after the rebound or not. Effingham breaks the full court pressure. This is Collins across midcourt left side. Now swings it over right of the center circle to Cole Clasier. She'll dribble to the top of the key. Now stops at the free throw line. Gives left baseline. Three-pointer up, in and out. No good by Zerusin. Rebound Ty Peachy. Ty brings it across midcourt right side. Gives to Jessica Howard, right baseline, puts up the three and got it. Good to see Jess finally get off in this gym. And that's the third three of the ball game by the Streaks, who now lead 11-4 with 4:30 to play here in quarter number one. Near turnover by Effingham. Finally, Cole Clasier runs it down, gets it across midcourt, and it's stolen by Sarah Baker. So the fourth turnover by Effingham. Sarah Baker on the run. Stops left to the elbow, and now her pass knocked away and stolen. So the Streaks with their turnover. Now a foul is going to be called. I believe they're going to get Katarina Mangieri for a reach, and that'll be, oh no, it's Sarah Baker. Wow. So Sarah's got two, and the two team fouls on the Streaks. Back in, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, and Megan Young. 4:15 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 11-4. Inbounding, Cole Clasier gets it in to Collins. Collins goes to the right wing, gives way, three-pointer up and good by Sam Jeruzin. Jeruzin gets her first basket, making 11-7 Streaks. Right baseline, Mickey Rodriguez, another three is up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Cole Clasier for Effingham. Cole Clasier on the dribble against three black jerseys, finally gets rid of it, gives way to Collins. She'll get it across midcourt in the center circle, goes to the left wing. Jeruzin with another three, and this one is off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes out long, knocked away by the Jeruzin, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 3:47 to play in the quarter, leading 11-7. Jamie Johnson will trigger. Pretty good start for the Streaks, although they do have three turnovers early in the ball game, but they've forced four by Effingham. Maddie Boyer, right wing, three-pointer is no good, and the rebound comes down to Lindsay Pontius, a 5'6 senior in ball game for Effingham. Now a tie-up, ball goes to the floor. Nice hustle by Maddie Boyer, diving after it as it had gotten loose, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Back in for Galesburg, Jessica Howard, Bailey Boyer, Sarah Baker, Katarina Mangieri, and Shelby Pacheco. 3:33 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 11-7. Katarina Mangieri will trigger from the right baseline. Looks over the defense, and it comes to Jessica Howard down high on the right side. Puts on the floor, stops, gives to Sarah Baker on the right wing. Now swings it to Bailey Boyer, top of the key. Bailey dribbles right back to Sarah Baker. Now Jessica Howard, long three from the right wing. It's off the rim short. Rebound tipped out by Shelby Pacheco, and Katarina Mangieri has it. Now the pass tipped away. Cole Clasier has it. She'll run it down the right side. Lays it up all alone. Missed it. And the rebound comes to Jessica Howard. Put it up too hard that time. Now Bailey Boyer on the run left side. 3-on-2 break. Bailey stops left wing. Gives left baseline to Katarina Manjeri. Three-pointer up off the rim long. Rebound comes off on the right side, and it came off so quickly that Jessica Howard couldn't get a handle on it. Just went right down between her legs and goes out of bounds. And Effingham will bring it from three-quarter court with 3:06 to play in the quarter, and the Streaks leading 11-7. Inbounding will be Kelly Fry, a 5'4 junior guard in for Zeruzen. Now across midcourt, also in is Haley Jamerson. Jamerson drives in right side, gets it up off the glass, and got it. And make it 11-9 Streaks. Quickly back the other way. Jessica Howard, right wing, out high right side. Bailey Boyer, top of the key. Sarah Baker fires a three off the back iron. No. Rebound comes down to Jamerson for Effingham. Streaks have been more or less shut out except for, I think, one offensive rebound by Sadie Hamilton. This is Collins. Lost the handle on. Now Shelby Pacheco diving after it. It's going to go off Collins' last. Nice hustle by Shelby Pacheco, causing another Effingham turnover. That is number five. And back in for the Streaks, Ty Peachy. Jennifer Markley is in this time, along with Jamie Johnson, Maddie Boyer, and Mickey Rodriguez. Back into the Effingham lineup is Blake Hayes. And she'll replace Collins. Sam Zeruzen back in. And she will replace Pontius. 2:36 to play, first quarter. Streaks lead 11-9. Ty Peachy will inbound, and it comes to Jamie Johnson, right back to Ty. Now to Jamie, top of the key. She'll fire the three from straight on, and got it. Jamie Johnson with her first basket of the ball game. And make it 14-9 Streaks. Cross midcourt. This is Haley Jamerson with it. Drives in, pulls up with a 10-footer, and got it. Jamerson very aggressive for Effingham. Make it a 14-11 Streaks. Nice look from Ty Peachy to Jennifer Markley, running down the left side of the lane. Jennifer lays it up and in. And the Streak lead is now 16-11. And we've got a violation on Effingham as they stepped over the inline trying to inbound. So the sixth turnover by the Flaming Hearts. And Maddie Boyer will inbound from the left baseline. Looks over the defense, gets out to Ty Peachy out high right side. Now goes to Mickey Rodriguez, fires a three out high left side, can't hit. Rebound comes out long to Earlywine for Effingham. Carly Earlywine, passes knocked away. Mickey Rodriguez knocked it away, and Effingham will inbound from just in front of us here at midcourt as five new Streaks come in. Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, Bailey Boyer, and Sarah Baker. 1:57 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 16-11. Blake Hayes will inbound right in front of us at midcourt. Back into the Effingham lineup is Hillary Collins, 5'4 senior guard. So it'll be Hayes that'll trigger right at midcourt. And it comes to Zeruson. She gets it to Jamerson running down the right side. Nice look underneath. Nice pass goes to Carly Earlywine on the left side. Earlywine gets it up and in. Make it 16-13. Quickly back the other way. Bailey Boyer to Jessica Howard. Drives right baseline. Kicks back out to Bailey on high right side. Pass now knocked away. And the Streaks will get it back as it was Earlywine knocked it away, but her foot was on the actually they're going to call a foul. Wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. Bailey Boyer got called for a foul somehow. The ball got knocked away. I thought that they were going to call Earlywine for being on the sideline when she knocked it away. So somehow Bailey Boyer picked up a foul on that one. That's her first 13 foul on the Streaks. Inbound pass knocked away by Shelby Pacheco. Effingham will trigger once again. They'll bring it from three-quarter court. Streaks will pick up with pressure. 1:42 to play the quarter. Galesburg leading 16-13. Third place game, Charleston Holiday Tournament. The boys will also play for third place. Immediately following this game, they'll take on the T-Town Wooden Shoes. Inbound comes to Jamerson. She'll run it across left side. 2-on-3 break. She's going to bring it all the way down. Lays it up off the glass. Can't hit it. And then gets her own rebound. Jamerson with it. Ball knocked away by Sarah Baker. Wow, Sarah just got called for her third foul. Looked like she had all ball as it was Jamerson stuck it right out there. Sarah slapped it away, but picks up her third, and immediately Evan Massey gets Jamie Johnson up, and she's going to check in for Sarah Baker. 1:32 to play here in the first quarter, and Sarah Baker with three fouls. Streaks lead 16-13. It'll be Earlywine to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Jamerson on the left baseline. Gets it down on the block inside Earlywine. She gets it up off the glass and in. She's got six, and they get 16-15 Streaks. Bailey Boyer now out high right side, top of the key. Jamie Johnson back to Bailey Boyer, right wing. She'll fire the three. It's off the mark. Rebound comes out long to Shelby Pacheco on the left baseline. Shelby gives to Jamie Johnson, top of the key. Now right wing to Jessica Howard. Thought about the long three. Now picks up and gives to Jamie Johnson. Now high left side. Bailey Boyer fires another three and got it. Bailey Boyer with her second three of the ball game. Streaks with five threes in the game and lead 19-15. This is Hayes on the run across the left side. Gives to Jamerson running down the right side. Lays it up off the glass and got it.
Haley Jamerson with six and make it 19-17 streaks. Back the other way. It is Jessica Howard gives to Jamie Johnson out between the circles. Now Bailey Boyer, another three from the right wing. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Shelby Pacheco. Nope, Shelby's going to be called for going over the back that time. And that'll be her first foul, and that'll be the 15th foul on the streaks with 40.9 to play in the first quarter. Galesburg leading 19-17. Back in, Mickey Rodriguez, Ty Peachy, Katarina Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, and Sarah Nelson making her first appearance this afternoon. 19-17, streaks lead. It'll be Blake Hayes to inbound for Effingham. They'll have to bring it the length of the court. In it comes to Zerusen. She'll run it down. 3-on-2 break. Stops on the right wing with it. Zerusen looking for help. And the ball tipped away and goes to the floor. Finally running it down is Pontius. Goes to the left wing. Three is up and good by Cole Clasier. And now we've got a whistle away from the ball. So Cole Clasier gets the three and the basket on whom? Who's the call going to be against? Basket is good. Foul on Blake Hayes for, I wasn't sure if they're going to call Ty Peachy or Blake Hayes. I saw the number 10, but the foul goes against Blake Hayes. That is her second and the second team foul now on Effingham as she pushed off going after the rebound. So it's Effingham with their second lead of the game. They led 2-0. Now they lead 20-19 with 28 seconds to play in the quarter. Ty Peachy gives to Sarah Nelson between the circles. Out high left side, Katarina Mangieri. Left wing, Megan Young fires a three. It's long. Rebound comes down to Cole Clasier for Effingham. Cole Clasier stops and gives way to Zerusen. Zerusen not yet across midcourt looking for help. She's trapped up, finally gets it across, and a timeout is called by Effingham head coach Jeff Schaefer. It's going to be a 30-second timeout with 10.9 seconds to play here in the first quarter, streaks trailing 2019. Thanks to Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, and Nissan, just out the square in downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all streaks road games. If you're looking to get yourself a late Christmas present, maybe a New Year's gift, check out the 2010 Nissan Altimas. We're driving a white one this week, really nice. It's got the power moonroof, leather seats, they're heated, CD player, push-button start, which is kind of a neat thing, and much, much more. Now, through January 4th, you can take advantage of a $1,500 rebate, or you can combine 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate. Great gas mileage with this vehicle. It handles really well on the road and a great mileage, over 30 miles per gallon. There's also a 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. And Galesburg Lincoln Mercury has 15 of the 2010 Altimas in stock and ready for delivery. So stop by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Steal on the inbound by Sadie Hamilton. Gives way to Megan Young. Runs it down the right side. Ball knocked away by Zerusen. And the streaks will have it back with 5.8 seconds left. Seven turnovers now by Effingham, and Mickey Rodriguez will check in for the streaks, and she'll replace Megan Young. So Katarina Mangieri will inbound from the right baseline for the streaks, and let's see, this time Effingham picking up man-to-man. Mangieri looking, finally gets it into Mickey, looking for help with 4 seconds to play. Now Ty Peachy with three. She'll drive right baseline, got it into Sadie Hamilton, puts it up off the glass, and got it at the buzzer. Nice job by the streaks, and nice job by Sadie Hamilton, able to gather herself and get the shot off. And after one quarter of play, it is Galesburg 21, Effingham 20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Highlighting local sports every weekend. It's WGIL Sports Saturday. Hear from coaches, players, administrators, and others. Saturday morning at 8 on WGIL.
Effingham with the basketball to start the second quarter. Inbound comes to Jamerson. Goes to left baseline. Cole Clazier travels. No call. Drives in. Lays it up off the glass and got it. Nobody cut her off on the baseline. And now Effingham retakes the lead 22-21. Tom Meredith along. Glad to have you along for Silver Streak basketball. Jessica Howard with it. Gets to J.B. Johnson. Top of the key. She'll fire the long three from straight on. And that's her second of the ball game. Six for the Streaks in the ball game, who now take a 24-22 lead. Also, Maddie Boyer now steal by Shelby Pacheco on the inbound. Kicks out to Jessica Howard, top of the key. Jamie Johnson now Ty Peachy. She'll fire the three from out high left side and got it. So Ty Peachy with her first basket and seven threes for the Streaks. Make it 27-22. Full court pressure. Inbound, just thrown up for grabs. Unfortunately, Ty Peachy in a bad spot on that one. Got called for the foul as she went up after the ball. But nice job by the Streaks on the full court pressure. They forced, eight Effingham turnovers. That is the first foul on Ty Peachy. 16 fouls down the streak. Back in for Galesburg. Jennifer Markley, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, and Bailey Boyer. It'll be Kelly Fry to inbound. And it comes to Jamerson. Three-on-one break. Runs it down left side. Stops. Ten-footer up from the left side. No good by Collins. Rebound comes down to Jennifer Markley. Outlet to Bailey Boyer. Bailey on the run across midcourt. Finds Sadie Hamilton on the left side. Switches over to the right. Lays it up off the glass and good. Very nice pass from Bailey Boyer. And an outstanding move by Sadie Hamilton. Came down the left side. Crossed over. Went to the right side. Laid it up off the glass and got it. Now another turnover by Effingham on the inbound as they just threw that one away. And the Streaks have it back with 7 minutes to play in the half and a 29-22 lead. It'll be Megan Young to inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. It comes to Jennifer Markley. Now gets to Bailey Boyer out high left side. Looks over the defense. Now gets to Mickey Rodriguez left baseline. Brings back out to Bailey Boyer. Back to Mickey left wing. She'll fire the three. It's long. And the rebound comes down. Tipped up by Sadie Hamilton. And, they're going to call Sadie for going over the back, I think. I don't know. The officials are going to discuss it. I don't think, because the ball was back far enough that there was no push. The ball was actually even behind Sadie. She reached back for it. There was a young lady in front of her, but, wow, Sadie got called for the foul, and that is the 17th foul now on the Streaks, and we will walk it to the other end for some free throws. And there's one of the officials standing right in front of us at the quarter break saying, man, I didn't even know what the score was. And he looked up. I said, not as high as you would think it would be. He said, well, my heart rate's way higher than I thought it would be. So having trouble keeping up. So walking to the free throw line will be Carly Earlywine. One and bonus. Shot is up and no good. Rebound, Sadie Hamilton. So Earlywine with the miss. And Streaks lead 29-22, 6:43 to play first quarter. Bailey Boyer with a three out high on the right side. Can't hit. Rebound comes out long. Jennifer Markley knocked away. Mickey Rodriguez comes up with it. She'll fire the three out high right side. Can't hit. And the rebound comes down to Earlywine for Effingham. Gives way to Zerusen. She'll bring it down. Swing it to the right wing to Cole Clazier. Two-on-one break. She'll stop and fire an 18-footer and got it. Tatiana Cole Clazier. She's got seven in the game, make it 29-24 Streaks. Bailey Boyer back across midcourt right side, stops on the wing, gives to Jennifer Markley, top of the key. She'll fire the three and got it! Nothing but net for Jennifer Markley. She's got five, make it 29-24. I believe now with her three, I believe every Silver Streak player has hit at least one three this season. Running down the right side, this is Collins. Gives out high to Cole Clazier. She'll stop at the free throw line, fires a 14-footer, and she gets it up and in. She is a player. She's got nine, make it 32-26 Streaks, 5:52 to play. Top of the key, Jennifer Markley. She's got another wide open three, and in and out, no good. That one went all the way down and popped back out. Rebound comes down. There's a tie-up. It's going to go back to the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And back into the Galesburg lineup, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, and Katarina Mangieri. 5:45 to play in the half. Streaks lead 32-26. Katarina Mangieri to inbound from the left baseline. In it comes to Jamie Johnson on the left wing, out between the circles, Ty Peachy. Now left baseline, Jessica Howard thought about the three, now brings it out to the wing on the dribble, now out high left side, and goes right side to Ty Peachy. Ty dribbles right to the wing, now brings it back out and gives to Jess Howard between the circles. She'll dribble right and stop, hands off to Ty Peachy. Now Jess Howard right wing, she'll stop and fire the three, and got it. Her second of the ball game, and make it 35-26 Streaks. Biggest lead of the ball game, 5:23 to play, first half, full court pressure. This is Cole Clazier with it, pushes off, no call. Now gets to Hayes across midcourt. Earlywine gets to Jamerson. Left corner fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes out long. And Earlywine stepped on the end line, so the Streaks will bring it back the other way with 5:10 to play. Back into the Galesburg lineup. Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, Jennifer Markley, Sadie Hamilton, and Megan Young. 5:10 to play in the half. Streaks lead 35-26. Sam Zerusen back into the Effingham lineup. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. third place game here at the Charleston Holiday Tournament, and the Galesburg High boys also will play for third. Immediately following this game, they'll take on Tutopolis, the T-Town Wooden Shoes. Top of the key, Jennifer Markley gives out high left side to Megan Young, left baseline. Mickey Rodriguez dribbles out to the wing, now gives out high to Megan Young. Back to Mickey, fires a three from the left baseline, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Hayes for Effingham. Hayes on the run, stops at midcourt, gets trapped up looking for help, and they're going to say she traveled with it, which she did, and that's the 10th turnover by Effingham. So the Streaks get it back with 4:49 to play in the half, leading 35-26. Jennifer Markley will trigger, and it comes to Maddie Boyer in the center circle. Maddie on the dribble out high right side. Now picks up and gives to Megan Young on the right wing. Back to Maddie out high on the right side. Looks over the defense. Gives to Megan Young. She'll stop and fire the three, and got it! And that is the first three of the ball game for Megan Young. She had a couple of them yesterday, actually three of them yesterday. Now another traveling call against Effingham. That is turnover number 11. Streaks lead 38-26. And back into the Galesburg lineup, Bailey Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, and Katarina Mangieri. 4:32 to play in the half, 38-26. Streaks lead. Jamie Johnson between the circles. Just to Bailey Boyer out high right side. Takes to the wing. Now between the circles to Johnson. Now Mangieri left baseline. Jessica Howard fires a three and got it. So Jess starting to heat things up here. She's got three threes in the ballgame. Make it 41-26 Streaks. Full court pressure. Cross midcourt left side. Collins two-on-one break. Gets it down on the right side. Stop up off the glass. No good by Pontius. Rebound comes to Jessica Howard. Gives way to Bailey Boyer. Bailey gets to the left wing. Katarina Mangieri. She'll bring it back out and give to Jamie Johnson between the circles. Now it's Bailey Boyer out high right side. Right wing, Jessica Howard. She'll drive baseline, stops, picks it up, looks for help, kicks it out to Jamie Johnson. Now out high left side, this is Katarina Mangieri. Gives to Shelby Pacheco, left wing. Shelby puts on the floor, swings it over to Jessica Howard on the right baseline. Three is up and good! Three in a row for Jessica Howard, and a timeout call by Effingham head coach Jeff Schaefer. And this is going to be a full timeout. We will take one as well with 3:47 to play in the half. It's Galesburg 44, Effingham 26. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
3:47 to play here in the first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks have jumped out to a 44-26 lead. The Streaks led 21-20 at the end of the first quarter, and it was a back and forth for a few possessions where Effingham had actually taken a one-point lead, but the Streaks have been on a roll. They have hit Jessica Howard three threes in the second quarter, one in the first, a three from Ty Peachy, a three from Jamie Johnson, a three from Jennifer Markley, a three from Megan Young also in this second quarter. Full court pressure once again. On the dribble, near travel, not called, and this is Zerusen with it out high on the left side. Zerusen on the dribble, out near the center circle, underneath on the right side, goes to Earlywine. Nice look underneath to Blake Hayes. She gets it up off the glass on the left side and in. And then 44-28, quickly back the other way. Katarina Mangieri, left wing, top of the key, Jamie Johnson. She'll fire the three, off the rim short, rebound out to Bailey Boyer. Bailey gives to Jamie between the circles. Now Katarina Mangieri, left wing. Three is up and good. And that was a long, long three for Katarina Mangieri. And they get 47-28 Streaks. 19-point lead, 3:11 to play in the half. Out high left side, this is Hayes on the dribble. Stops between the circles. Ball tipped away by Jessica Howard. Goes out of bounds. And the Streaks' defensive pressure really starting to pick up. Also in the half court. Back in, Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, and Jennifer Markley. Three new players coming in for Effingham as well with 3:05 to play in the half. Streaks leading 47-28. Inbounding will be Tatiana Colclasure, 5'10 junior for Effingham. In it comes to Hillary Collins. Collins on the dribble between the circles, takes it to the right wing, picks up, gives right baseline to Colclasure. 18-footer blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Slapped that one out of bounds. And Nice job by Sadie defensively. She had a really good move on the offensive end on a fast break a little bit ago as well. Just under 3 minutes to play, first half. Inbounding is Cole Clazier, and it comes to Jamerson. Right back to Cole Clazier. Takes it, stops just outside the paint, right side. 12-footer up, no good. Rebound, Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. Gives to Ty Beachy. Ty on the run across midcourt, right side. Gives to Mickey Rodriguez, right wing. Thought about the three, picked it up as they jumped out on her. Now Ty Beachy gives to Sadie Hamilton on the right block. She'll kick back out to Ty Beachy. Now Mickey Rodriguez, and her pass knocked away, stolen by Cole Clazier. Fourth turnover by the Streaks. Running it down right side, early line. Gets it down off the glass right side and make it 47-30 Streaks. Ty Beachy runs it down the right side of the lane for the Streaks. Kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez. Three is away. It's long. And the rebound comes down to Earlywine for Effingham. She'll give way to Collins. Collins across midcourt, right side. Runs down the right side of the lane. Stops, pulls up with a 10-footer and got it.
Hillary Collins.
So Hillary Collins with her second basket. Now it's 47-32 Streaks. Ty Beachy gives to Jennifer Markley. Top of the key. Left wing to Maddie Boyer. Boyer looks over the defense, back to Markley. Now it's Peachy with it out high on the right side. Ty on the dribble, gives to Jennifer Markley, top of the key. Now to Maddie Boyer, shows stop and fire the clear out high on the left side. Can't hit, rebound tipped up by Sadie Hamilton. Finally taken away by Cole Clazier. Now goes to the floor, and Sadie Hamilton able to tie her up. But the possession arrow points toward Effingham. Back in for Galesburg, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Bailey Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, and Jamie Johnson. 1:53 to play in the half. Streak lead 47-32. They'll pick up with full court pressure. So I'm sure Effingham head coach Jeff Schaefer using more bench than he usually would have in the first half of a ball game. Inbounding will be Carly Earlywine for Effingham, and it comes to Collins. Collins on the dribble, breaks the pressure. 3-on-2 break, left wing. This is Zerusen, runs in the left side, lays it up, can't hit. Partially blocked by Jamie Johnson. Zerusen gets her own rebound, kicks it out high to Collins on the left side. Fake, stops, fires a 17-footer. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Jessica Howard for the Streaks. This Hillary Collins, very quick guard for Effingham. Out high right side, Bailey Boyer goes to the wing on the dribble, picks up and gives to Jamie Johnson between the circles. She'll dribble right back to Bailey Boyer. Now to Jessica Howard, right baseline back to Bailey Boyer. 1:23 to play. Bailey penetrates right side and, yep, gets called for the double dribble. She stopped, picked it up, and dropped it again. And the Streaks turn it over for the fifth time in the ball game with 1:21 to play in the half, leading 47-32. Threes in the game for the Streaks in the first half. Out high, this is Cole Clazier with it. Out high on the right side for Effingham. Nice thought underneath, but pass stolen away by Jamie Johnson. 12 turnovers by Effingham. 1:03 to play. Jamie Johnson out between the circles getting, she got hacked across the arm, but Jamie got called for a travel, which I did not see anyway. Boy, Cole Clazier got up on her and smacked her across the arms, no call, and then Jamie got called for a travel. Not sure about that one, so the Streaks with their sixth turnover of the ball game. 1 minute to play in the half. And it comes to the backcourt to Collins. She'll run it across right side. Stops on the right wing, gives to Zerusen, and she'll fire a three from the right baseline. Can't hit. Rebound, Jamie Johnson. Gives way to Bailey Boyer. 50 seconds to play. Bailey runs it across right side. Stops and brings out between the circles. Out high left side. Nope. Pass stolen away by Cole Clazier. Cole Clazier runs it down right side, puts it up off the glass, and got it. They get 47-34 Streaks with 35 seconds to play. Streaks haven't had a bucket for a while. This is Jamie Johnson between the circles. Out high right side, Bailey Boyer fires the three. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped up by Megan Young. And who's this going to be called on? They're pointing the other way. Are you kidding me? Megan Young just got called for a foul. There was nobody around her. She reached up for the basketball. There was no white jersey around her. And we're going to walk it to the other end. Megan gets called for the foul. I mean, both hands were up on the basketball. She tipped it out. And that's her first. That is now the eighth team foul on the Streaks. Two have been called on to Effingham in this half. 26 seconds to play. Going to the free throw line will be Haley Jamerson. I'm not sure how they even chose who was going to shoot, as there was really nobody near Megan when the alleged foul took place. So Haley Jamerson, 5'6", junior guard at the line for Effingham. 26 seconds to play. First shot is up and good. Jamerson came off the bench with 6 quick points for Effingham in that first quarter. That's her first point of the second quarter. And make it 47-35. Obviously, Effingham would like to cut this to less than 10 heading into the half. Hopefully, the Streaks can come down and convert at least one. Second free throw, no good. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound. Gets to Ty Beachy. Ty across midcourt, right side. Gets bumped out of bounds by Zerusen. And that'll be her first foul and the third team foul on Effingham. With 20.9 seconds to play, Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout, wants to get something set up, I guess, to make sure the Streaks get a good look at it. And I don't know if they're going to hold for one or try to get a quick one and maybe get more than one. As I see Jamie Johnson and Jessica Howard both check in. I have to see who they bring out on the floor. 20.9 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 47-35. They had as much as a 19-point lead in this second quarter after they went on a run to start it. Galesburg High boys playing for third as well. Immediately following this game, they'll take on the T-Town Wooden Shoes for third place on the boys' side of the Charleston Holiday Tournament here at Lance Arena, Eastern Illinois University. Tommy Erta, glad to have you along with us this afternoon and this evening. As the Galesburg Silver Street girls try to bring home a third-place trophy, Ty Peachy will inbound from just in front of us here at midcourt. It's Jamie Johnson, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, and Jessica Howard in. 20.9 to play, and it comes to Jamie Johnson, right back to Ty Peachy out high right side. Now it's Jamie, top of the key, and it looks like Streaks may work for one. Jamie penetrates to the free throw line, kicks out to Ty Peachy. Now Ty out high right side with 11. Jamie Johnson, top of the key with 9. Dribbles right with 7. Penetrates, kicks to the right baseline, stolen away by Collins. Collins runs it down, and now she lost it. Jamie Johnson gets the top of the key. 3 is off and short at the buzzer, so the teams exchange turnovers to end the first half. But it's been pretty much all Galesburg Silver Streaks. After one half, it is Galesburg 47, Effingham 35. We'll come back with our halftime show. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
This is Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney Mike Hare. Not only do Bill Butts and I have almost 60 years of combined legal experience, we also have a combined 110 years of life experience. If you want an attorney who not only knows what he's doing, but also understands how you feel, contact the Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg or call us at 343-9107.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh. You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
I can't say that. Out of collision.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee. By the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT in Galesburg. And by Dickerson's Photography. Timeless images for you and your family.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Live coverage of GHS girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin Halftime Report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Holiday Tournament. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Effingham Flaming Hearts 47-35. Well, the Streaks with a Streaks jumped out to an early lead by, I think they'd gotten up by 4 or 5 in that first quarter. Effingham came back and actually took a lead a couple of times early in the second quarter, but the Streaks went on a run with 3 pointers, including Jessica Howard with 3 in a row, and able to outscore Effingham 26-15 in that second quarter, although late in the second quarter, Effingham went on a bit of a run of their own. Streaks had been up by as much as 19 in the second quarter, but now a 12-point lead, 47-35. Glad to have you along on the halftime show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Tommy Erdith along with you. Mike Perry, Jim Lee will be along for Silver Streak boys basketball immediately following this game. They'll put 10 minutes on the clock once again, and the Streaks will take on Class A Power Chutopolis. They've got great history, and Mike will talk more about that when they take the air, but great history on both the boys and girls side, and well, at least during the two-class system of Class A basketball, an enrollment of 400-some, and I was talking a little bit with Streaks assistants Rob Williams and Steve Cheeseman a little bit early on. They got a chance to scout this team last night and said they're gonna pose some problems for us, that they've got a very good, very disciplined basketball team, so the Streaks are going to have to come out and establish themselves early and really be able to get it up and down the court. And that's what the Galesburg High girls have been doing. Even one of the officials commented at the quarter break that his heart rate was up a little bit trying to keep up with this tempo. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Other games coming up, the championship on the girls' side, it will be Charleston taking on, Chutopolis. And on the boys' side, it will be Effingham taking on Edwardsville. I don't expect that on the boys' side, the championship game, to be much of a game, as Edwardsville, a pretty dominant team down here in this tournament thus far. I got the young man, Walter Trigg, who's going to be heading to Austin Peay to play next year. And on the girls' side, actually should be a pretty good game between Charleston and Chutopolis. Unfortunately for the Galesburg High girls, very, very close to playing for the championship here, but just a few too many turnovers, some breaks not going their way at the end of the game with Charleston yesterday, and they fell in a close game. So the Galesburg High boys and Chutopolis coming up immediately following this game, and that'll be a third-place game as well here at Lance Arena. We'll take a timeout here on the halftime show. Come back with our halftime stats. It's Galesburg 47, Effingham 35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
McDonald's new bacon and cheese Angus Third Pounder. Until this moment, 10 million taste buds seemed redundant. Now, you fear there may not be enough. The thick 100% Angus beef alone will require 7 million. A million for each strip of crispy bacon, another million for the cheese, a half a million for the crinkle-cut pig. Hold the phone. Is that another strip of bacon? Angus Axiom number 72. A bigger bang for your bite. At participating McDonald's.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com, and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg. Because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. A winter weather advisor in effect until midnight with scattered snow tonight. Another inch of accumulation possible over that low 26. A chance of snow showers tomorrow morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon with a high of 29. And for New Year's Eve, partly cloudy over that low of 8. It's 33.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Here at halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Effingham Flaming Hearts 47-35, third place game at the Charleston Holiday Tournament. By the way, the Silver Streak's coming up following the holidays. Their first action will be next Thursday night, January 7th. It'll be back into Western Big Six Conference play. It's going to be a tough one as the Moline Maroons will come to town. And then on Saturday, the Streaks will play at Queen of Peace High School coming up Saturday, January 9th, before hosting Quincy the following Thursday. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Streaks led in scoring by Jessica Howard with 12 points on 4 3-pointers, 2 points for Shelby Pacheco. Sarah Baker went out with three fouls early in the third quarter. She did not score in the first half. 3 points for Ty Peachy on a three. Mickey Rodriguez with 3 points on a three. 4 points for Sadie Hamilton on a couple of buckets. 6 points for Jamie Johnson on a couple of threes. 6 for Bailey Boyer on a couple of threes. Katarina Mangieri with a three-pointer. Megan Young with a three-pointer. Jennifer Markley with a three-pointer and a two-pointer for 5 points. Streaks hit 13 three-pointers in that first half. They did not attempt a free throw. Effingham led in scoring by Tatiana Colclaser with 11 points, including a three. 8 points for Carly Earlywine. 2 points for Blake Hayes. 3 points for Sam Zerusen on a three. 4 for Hillary Collins. And Haley Jamerson came off the bench with 7 points. Effingham 1 for 3 from the field. Turnover-wise, it was 13 for Effingham, and the Streaks turned it over 8 times in the first half. Wrapping up our halftime show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Thanks again to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan for providing all our transportation to all the road games. Driving a 2010 Nissan Altima, they've got 15 in stock at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Gales. We'll tell you more about this car we're driving coming up just a little bit. Ready to start the second half. Streaks with the basketball. Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Howard on the floor for the Streaks. Ty Peachy will inbound from just in front of our broadcast location at midcourt here at Lance Arena. 47-35, Streaks lead. Effingham coming back out in their 1-3-1 zone, which was effective early in the game. They switched to a 2-3 for a while, and that's when the Streaks tore them up from behind the arc. Maddie Boyer out high left side. Now swing it to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Jess dribbles back out high right side. Right baseline goes to Ty Peachy outside the three-point arc. Swings it to Sarah Baker on the left wing. Sarah brings it out between the circles. Pass stolen away by Colclaser. 5 turnovers, or rather, that will be the 9th turnover by the Streaks. They had 8 in the first half. And now a tie-up down on the other end, and the possession arrow points toward Effingham. Just underway, second half. Streaks lead 47-35. Colclaser to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to the free throw line to Hayes. Down on the block's left side, right back to Earlywine. Can't hit the shot. Sarah Baker down with a rebound for the Streaks. She'll bring it across herself. Gets to Ty Peachy, top of the key. Lost a handle on it. Zerusen comes up with it. Now 2-on-1 break. This is Collins with it. Runs down the left side. Stops. Puts up the left-handed jumper off the glass. No good. Rebound Shelby Pacheco. Gives way to Ty Peachy. Ty on the run across midcourt. Knocked away from behind by Collins. Now a near steal by Jessica Howard. So the Streak with 2 turnovers here early in the second half. Near steal by Shelby Pacheco. And did Shelby get called for a foul on that? Or was it? Let's see. No. Oh, no, foul went against Effingham on that. I wasn't sure exactly what had happened, so Hillary Collins gets called for her first foul, first team foul in the second half. In for the Streaks, Jamie Johnson, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, and Megan Young. Mickey with a three-pointer, left baseline no good. Sadie Hamilton with a weak side rebound, can't hit, but she is fouled by Carly Earlywine. So Sadie Hamilton will go to the free throw line. First free throw attempts for the Streaks in this basketball game. With 4 points in the first half. 6:59 to play here in first quarter. Third quarter. Neither team has scored yet in the second half. 47-35 Streaks lead. First shot for Sadie is short. Got to get some legs into it, Sadie. Got nice form. Need a little more knee bend on it. 6:59 to play here in quarter number three. Sadie Hamilton eyes the second. This is away and rolls around and through. So Sadie with 5 and make it 48-35 Streaks. Inbound comes to Hayes. Hayes on the dribble. Stops, trapped up. Ball knocked away by Bailey Boyer. Mickey Rodriguez comes up with it for the Streaks. First turnover, second half by Effingham. Now Jamie Johnson between the circles. Gets to Megan Young on the left wing. Megan puts it on the floor. Gets to Jamie, top of the key. Back to Megan Young, left wing. Fires a three. Off the rim short. Rebound comes down to Collins for Effingham. Collins on the run across midcourt right side. Colclaser runs it down. Gets it up off the glass. No good, but she's fouled by Jamie Johnson. Nothing much more Jamie could do on that one, but did prevent her from getting an easy two. First foul on Jamie Johnson. Second team foul on the streaks here in the second half. So Tatiana Colclasure will go to the free throw line with two shots. She had 11 points in the first half. Good all-around player for Effingham. She's a 5'10 junior guard. She can shoot the three. She can go inside as well. Missed the first free throw. 6:31 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 48-35. Back in, Katerina Mangieri, Ty Peachy, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, and Sarah Baker. Sarah playing with three fouls for the streaks. At the free throw line, Tatiana Colclasure eyes her second. It is away, and this one is good. First point of the second half for Effingham. Make it 48-36 streaks. Ty Peachy stops on the right wing, picks up, gives to Sarah Baker on high right side. Swings it over left side, Katerina Mangieri. Left baseline, Jessica Howard fires a three, short. Rebound, Shelby Pacheco tried to save it inbounds. Couldn't quite get it there, and Effingham will break the length of the court with 6:19 to play in the third. It'll be Blake Hayes to inbound. Long pass knocked away by Sarah Baker, but Zerusen able to get it back. Now wide open going down the other way. This is Collins, lays it up off the glass right side and got it. So Collins with 6 points and making a 10-point lead for the streaks, 48-38. Now Ty Peachy's pass stolen away by Colclasure. She'll run it down all alone right side up off the glass and got it, and they've cut it to an 8-point lead with 5:56 to play here in the third quarter, and Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout. So the streaks with a couple of quick turnovers. They've got three now in the second half. 11 for the ball game. And now lead 48-40. Thanks to Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg for providing our transportation to our road games. 2010 Nissan Altima. You got to check out this vehicle. Driving a nice white one, leather seats. They're heated. Nice CD player, power seat, and most leg room I've ever had on the driver's side of a vehicle, by the way. This is the only car I can't put it all the way back and still reach the pedals. It's too far, which is actually kind of nice, but I put it up enough I can reach the pedals. But very nice power moonroof and some great deals. Either 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate, or you can take advantage of a $1,500 rebate this through January 4th. This car gets over 30 miles per gallon. It's got a 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. They've got 15 of them in stock. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, that is. This is Maddie Boyer with it. She's in with Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton. Maddie with it, dribbles right to the wing, now goes to the baseline, kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez, long three from the right wing, is short. Jamie Johnson with a rebound, leans in, up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound on the weak side, tipped out, and Colclasure comes down with it for Effingham. Colclasure on the dribbles, streaks pick up with pressure, and ball knocked away by Mickey Rodriguez, and Jamie Johnson comes up with it. Nice defensive play by Mickey. Now this is Maddie Boyer, and a travel is going to be called on Jamie Johnson as she stopped to make the pass to the right wing. She drugged the pivot foot. And the Streaks turn it over with 5:26 to play here in the third quarter, leading 48-40. Streaks had as much as a 19-point lead in that second quarter. Jamerson runs it all the way down left side, cut off by Jamie Johnson, but gets it up off the glass and in. And it's now a 6-point lead for the Streaks, 48-42, 5:17 to play. Addie Boyer with a three-pointer out high on the right side, and she ends the drought for the Streaks. That is the first basket of the ball game for Maddie. Make it 51-42, just like that, back to a 9-point lead. Now a two-on-one break. Collins runs it down left side. Nice pass to the right side to Jamerson. She lays it up and off the glass and good. Jamerson with 11 points in the ballgame, 51-44 streaks. Maddie Boyer gives to Jamie Johnson out high on the left side. Jamie looks over the defense, now gives to Megan Young. She'll fire the three from the left wing. In and out, no good. That one went down, popped back out. Rebound comes down. This is Collins with a long down court pass. Wide open, Jamerson lays it up off the glass and got it. Streaks just not getting back, and Jamerson with 6 quick points here in the quarter. Make it 51-46 streaks, 4:30 to play, quarter number three. Megan Young, top of the key, left baseline. It goes to Mickey Rodriguez on the block. Sadie Hamilton in the paint. Baby hook is up and good. Nice job. Nice move by Sadie Hamilton. Good recognition by Mickey Rodriguez that Sadie had a nice mismatch in there. Now ball knocked away on the full court pressure by Mickey Rodriguez. And it's going to go back to Effingham with 4:17 to play in the third quarter. Streets lead 53-46. Back in, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, Katerina Mangieri, Sarah Baker, and Bailey Bohr. Actually, the ball went to Galesburg, so they said it went off Effingham last. So the third turnover on the Flaming Hearts. Streets get it back. Katerina Mangieri inbounds from the right baseline. In it comes right wing to Jessica Howard. Now Bailey Boyer out high right side, puts on floor, stops, gives to Sarah Baker. She'll stop and fire the three from straight on, off the rim short. Katerina Mangieri down with the rebound, brings it out to the left wing. Back to Sarah, top of the key, out high right side. Bailey Boyer fires a three. It's banks in. That's a hard angle to bank from, but it went in. We'll take it. That is her third three of the ballgame. She's got 9, make it 56-46. Back to a 10-point streaks lead. But the two-on-two break, this is Collins, runs it down right side. Streaks get back this time. Collins has it out high left side. Now gives to the right wing to Cole Clazier. Wide open three-pointer. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Shelby Pacheco tips it around. Can't bring it down. Finally, run down by Jessica Howard. She gets knocked to the floor. No call. Ball goes down. And now a foul on who? The ball got kicked away, but a foul was called. There was no contact anywhere. Shelby Pacheco was nowhere near that ball. I'm not sure how that happened, but Shelby just picked up her second foul. I thought it was going to be a kick. The ball got kicked away by the Streaks. Wow. So anyway, second foul on Shelby, second team foul on the Streaks. Sin for Galesburg, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, Jennifer Markley, and Ty Peachy. And it comes to left wing to Zerusen. Near steal by Maddie Boyer. On the right wing now, this is Collins. She'll drive baseline. Nice pass to the left side. Gets it over to Fry. Now to left wing. Zerusen fires a three. It's short. Rebound Jennifer Markley for the Streaks. Gives way to Jamie Johnson. 3:24 to play in the quarter. Up to Maddie Boyer. Left wing. Thought about the three. Back to Jamie Johnson. Now back to Maddie Boyer. Left baseline. Fires a three. It's short. And the rebound comes down to Pontius. She'll give way to Collins. Collins has it knocked away by Ty Peachy. Ball goes to the floor, and that should have been a travel as she slid across the floor with it. Zerusen comes up with it, runs down the right side, got it up off the glass and in, and a blocking foul called on, I believe, Jamie Johnson. Well, Collins is a hustler, but she slid across the floor with the ball to make the pass to Zerusen, who got it up and in. Foul against Jamie Johnson, her second, and the third team foul now on the Streaks here in the second half. Zerusen a chance at the traditional three-point play, 56-48 Streaks lead. Sam Zerusen, a 5'8 junior guard for Effingham. Shot is up and good, and make it 56-49. Ty Peachy, nice look underneath. Jennifer Markley wide open under the basket. Left side, nice no-look pass from Ty Peachy to Jennifer Markley. Up off the glass, got it. Jennifer's got seven. They get 58-49 Streaks. Back to the left side. This is Jamerson. Nobody cut her off once again. Jamerson lays it up and in. She's got eight in the quarter, 15 for the ball game. 58-51 Streaks. Ty Peachy with a three. In and out, no good. Rebound's going to go off Zerusen, and the Streaks will have it back on their own left baseline. 2:39 to play in the quarter. Back in. Sarah Baker, Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, Bailey Boyer, and Jessica Howard for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 2:39 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 58-51. Megan Young to trigger from the left baseline. And it comes to Shelby Pacheco out near the three-point arc left baseline. Out high left side to Jessica Howard. Out between the circles to Bailey Boyer. Top of the key, it's Sarah Baker now. Gives to Shelby Pacheco, right wing, Bailey Boyer. She'll dribble out, pick up now. Gives to Megan Young, top of the key. She'll fire the three. This one's short. Rebound comes out long to Bailey Boyer. Ooh, a tie-up call. Bailey already had the possession. But a quick whistle there. But the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks with 2:23 to play. It'll be Megan Young to trigger from the right baseline for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And it comes right wing Jessica Howard. Looks over the defense, now goes to the baseline, pulls back out, gives to Sarah Baker, top of the key. Sarah looks over the defense, pulls out, gives to Bailey Boyer out high right side. Now back to Sarah between the circles. 2:11 to play. Right wing, it's Jessica Howard, three-pointer up and good. That is her fifth of the ball game, first of the second half. They get 61-51 Streaks, 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Zerusen stops, gets it across midcourt, left wing. This is Jamerson, runs it down, up off the glass, another one. She's got 10 in the quarter, 17 for the game, 61-53 Streaks, 1:48 to play. Sarah Baker drives in. A runner from 10 feet got hammered. No good, but Sarah Baker's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. Nice job by Sarah. Saw the opening there from the top of the key, took it in aggressively, got undercut as she went up. And Sarah Baker goes to the free throw line with two shots. Hasn't scored in the ball game, but she got in some early foul trouble. In fact, had three quick ones in the first quarter and didn't play the whole rest of the half. 1:45 to play in the third quarter. Streaks lead 61-53. Sarah Baker's first free throw is up and off the back iron. No good. Got to have the free throws, especially when you're not getting too many. That's just the third attempted by the Streaks tonight. Katarina Mangieri, Ty Peachy, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez back in for the Streaks. And Jamie Johnson waits to check in for Sarah Baker after the next free throw if she makes it. 1:45 to play third quarter. It's up, and this one is short. Rebound comes down to Earlywine for Effingham. Now gives way to Jamerson. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Gets it across right side. This is Fry, or rather it's Pontius. Gets it inside to Earlywine. Pulls up with a 10-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped up and grabbed by Sarah Baker. Long down court. It goes to Sadie Hamilton. Long pass. Sadie able to run it down. Saves it in to Katarina Mangieri. And Kat traveled with the basketball. Got herself a little bit off balance. And the Streaks turn it over with 1:24 to play. Fifth turnover of the third quarter for the Streaks. They've got 13 for the game, 1:24 to play in the quarter, 61-53 Streaks lead. Now Jamie Johnson checks in for Sarah Baker. Full court pressure, and it comes to Collins, trapped in the corner, now dribbles out of trouble. Still on the dribble, gets it across, and now a three-on-two break for Effingham. Pontius drives down right side, ball knocked away by Ty Peachy. Effingham will have it on their own left baseline with 1:13 to play. Third quarter, Streaks leading 61-53. It'll be early wind to inbound for the Flaming Hearts. Looks over the defense and gets it in to Jamerson out high on the left side, and she traveled with it, and that'll be the fourth turnover by Effingham here in the second half. They've got 17 for the game, and the Streaks will bring it down with 1:12 to play here in quarter number three, leading 61-53. Ty Peachy triggers the offense against a 1-3-1 zone by Effingham. Ty on the right side, out high between the circles, now to Jamie Johnson. Jamie looks it over, dribbles left, now back to Ty Peachy out high right side, gives to Mickey Rodriguez, right wing, give and go. Sadie Hamilton drives in right side, up off the glass, and got it. Nice look from Mickey Rodriguez to Sadie Hamilton, and Sadie's got 9 in the ball game and make it 63-53 Streaks. 46 seconds to play across midcourt. Cole Clazier nearly had it stolen by Mickey Rodriguez. Cole Clazier able to get it back. Now Jamerson drives in left baseline. Scoops up a shot. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound, though, and tied up. And no call on the tie-up that time. She misses a shot, however. Jamie Johnson down with a rebound. Now Ty Peachy with it. 30 seconds to play. Gets to Mickey Rodriguez. Right wing. Stops. Gives to Jamie Johnson. Top of the key. She'll fire the three from straight on. Short. Sadie Hamilton gets hammered. No call. And now another tie-up, and it's going to point toward Effingham. Boy, Sadie had her hands on the rebound and had two hands or a hand on each arm before they got the ball, and no call, but Effingham will have it with 22.5 to play. Back in for the Streaks, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Sarah Baker. Don't want to get burned long here with 22 seconds to play. And it comes to Zerusen, still in the backcourt. 19 seconds now to play. They're going to take their time bringing it across. 16, not yet across the timeline. Not yet across. Finally gets it across to Collins, right side with 12. Collins on the dribble with 10. Drives in, penetrates, double clutches a shot, can't hit. Early wind down with a rebound. Streaks didn't get there, and she puts it up and in. 3 seconds, 2 seconds to play. Up, Shelby Pacheco off the glass. Bounces around and through at the buzzer, and it is good. Nice look from Sarah Baker to Shelby Pacheco. Gets it up and in at the buzzer. After three, it is Galesburg 65, Effingham 55. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagrow.
When you choose Dynagrow seed and CPS, you can be sure you are getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Gary Hager with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 221-7091.
Live coverage of GHS girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Roberts and Wilcox and Statham, attorneys at law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
The Dr. D. Nadel Hour, weekday mornings 10 to 11 on WGIL.
Back at Lance Arena, Eastern Illinois University. Tom Aerith along with you. 8 minutes to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Effingham Flaming Hearts 65-55. Effingham cut it to 4 in that third quarter. Streaks able to increase it again to 10. A near turnover right there. Jessica Howard back to Ty Peachy now. Back to Jess, right baseline, fires a three, short. Rebound comes out long. Sarah Baker drives in right side, up off the glass and got it. Nice move by Sarah. First points of the ball game for Sarah Baker. Make it 67-55 Streaks. Effingham outscored Galesburg 20-18 in that third quarter. Zerusen with it, trapped up near midcourt. Now gets the early line, knocked away by Maddie Boyer. Ball goes to the floor. Early line gets it back, left baseline, driving in. Jamerson gets it up off the glass. Good. This girl is having a career night. She had 10 in the quarter. Now long down court pass. Nice look to Shelby Pacheco. Left side, laid it up off the glass and got it. She's got 6 on the look from Ty Peachy. Make it 69-57 Streaks. Full court pressure from the from the streaks. This is Cole Clazier on the dribble. Knocked away by Shelby Pacheco. Cole Clazier loses control, and it's going to be Streaks' ball. Nice job by Shelby Pacheco. She actually dove after it, and by diving after the ball and not touching it, kept Cole Clazier from getting to it. It had gone off of Cole Clazier last, and the Streaks get it on the fifth turnover in the second half by Effingham. She's got they've got 18 for the ball game. Back in for the Streaks, Bailey Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Nikki Rodriguez, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton. This is Jamie Johnson out between the circles on the dribble. 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Bailey Boyer out high right side. Dribble stops on the wing. Now back to Jamie Johnson between the circles. Now back to Bailey. Streaks content to toss it around a little bit. Look for a good shot. Bailey Boyer right wing. Missed Jamie on the give and go right there. Now it's Mickey Rodriguez out high right side to Bailey Boyer right wing. Right baseline. Jamie Johnson fires a three short. Rebound comes out long to Zerusen, but she stepped on the end line. So Zerusen got a good rebound but came down and stepped on the end line. So another turnover for Effingham. 6:40 to play. Streaks lead 69-57. Galesburg High boys will play for the third place trophy. Immediately following this game, they'll take on the T-Town Wooden Shoes. Mike Perry, Jim Lee will have that action for you. Then a little bit later on, we will have Illini basketball. Illinois opening the Big Ten season against Northwestern at Assembly Hall tonight, just about 50 miles north of where we're at right now. Jamie Johnson with a three out high left side, no good. Megan Young tried to get the rebound, knocked away. Should be Streaks' ball as it went off of Jamerson last, and the Streaks will have it on the near sideline. But we'll pick up the Illini in progress following the GHS boys' third-place game here this evening. 6:31 to play in the ball game. Inbound comes to Sadie Hamilton on the left baseline. Hands off to Bailey Boyer. Brings it to the wing. Swings it over to Mickey Rodriguez. Right wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. Off the back iron. No good. Jamie Johnson with the rebound. Kicks it out to Bailey Boyer. Back to Jamie on the right baseline. She'll penetrate. Stops. Kicks top of the key. Mickey Rodriguez. Left wing. Megan Young. Megan dribbles into the paint. Kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez. Now right wing. It's Bailey Boyer. Right baseline to Jamie Johnson. Jamie dribbles on the baseline. Gets cut off. Picks up. And a jump ball got called. Wow, that was a quick one as Jamie was lifting it up, and it looked like Hayes got a hand on it, and they called a jump ball, and so the Streaks, we'll call that a turnover. That's six in the second half. 13 or 14 for the ball game. Make it 69-57, 6:05 to play. Jamerson with it in the backcourt. She'll break the Streaks' pressure. Gets across midcourt, nearly travel with it, gets it to Zerusen. Zerusen penetrates into the lane, kicks back out to Jamerson. Jamerson goes to the free throw line, kicks out left side to Cole Clazier. Cole Clazier on the wing, goes to the baseline and overthrows Collins. And Effingham turns it over with 5:51 to play. Galesburg with a 69-57 lead. Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Katarina Mangieri in for the Streaks. This is Sarah Baker between the circles. Out high left side, Katarina Mangieri. Now left baseline, Jessica Howard with a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes out long, and it's run down finally by Cole Clazier. Ty Peachy diving after it. Now the ball knocked away by Shelby Pacheco. She got pushed out of bounds. You got to call that foul. Yeah, the category has a nice job by Shelby Pacheco. Had Cole Clazier frustrated, and she pushed Shelby Pacheco out of bounds. And that very well could have been an intentional foul. It's not, but Streaks will get it back. That is the first foul, I believe, on Cole Clazier, and the fourth team foul on Effingham here in quarter number three. And Jeff Schaefer calls a timeout for Effingham, and this is going to be a 30-second timeout. 5:34 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 69-57. Check out the 2010 Nissan Altima at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They've got 15 2010s in stock and ready for delivery. 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. This is a vehicle that gets over 30 miles per gallon. Nice, sporty-looking car. Drives really well on the interstate. Had a nice trip down in it and looking forward to the trip home in it as well. Lots and lots of leg room. Push-button start. Very, very nice vehicle, the 2010 Nissan Altima. And through January 4th, you can take advantage of a $1,500 rebate or combine 1.9% financing with a $500 rebate. The 2010 Nissan Altima, Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square, downtown Galesburg. Streaks with the basketball. Sarah Baker will inbound from near the end of the Streaks bench on the far sideline. 5:34 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 69-57. And it comes to Ty Peachy out high on the right side. And she'll hand off to Sarah Baker. And they're going to say Sarah stepped on the sideline. So the Streaks turn it over with 5:30 to play in the ball game. Streaks will pick up with pressure. Inbound comes to Jamerson. She's got it one-on-one against Sarah Baker. Runs it down left side. Stops, goes up off the glass, and got it. Nobody contested at that time. And Sarah's got three fouls. Couldn't do a whole lot. Long downcourt pass from Ty Peachy to Shelby Pacheco. Couldn't convert, but Shelby gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and gets fouled. And Shelby Pacheco goes to the free throw line with two shots. The foul went against Blake Hayes. That is her third, and the 15 foul now on Effingham. Shelby Pacheco at the free throw line with two shots. First one is away and good. Got to convert the free throws. 5:19 to play, 70-59 streaks lead. Back in for Galesburg, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, and Maddie Boyer as Sadie Hamilton waits to replace Shelby Pacheco. 70-59 streaks lead, 5:19 to play, second shot up and perfect. 8 points for Shelby Pacheco in the game. Make it 71-59 streaks, 5:19 to play. Galesburg picks up with full court pressure. Inbounding is Hayes, and it comes to Collins. Collins will run it across right side, and they get a three-on-one break. Goes right down the middle. Pass, no. Nice job by Mickey Rodriguez. Got there to knock it away and pick it up. And the Streaks force the turnover. And then Mickey Rodriguez's pass was knocked out of bounds, but the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 5:09 to play. So another Effingham turnover. They've got 21 for the ball game. Maddie Boyer stops on the right wing, fires a three, and got it. She just brought it down. They gave her the shot, stopped and put it up and in. That's her second of the game, and they get 74-59 streaks. Quickly back the other way. Cole Clazier on the dribble. Stops, gets trapped up, gives way to Hayes. Hayes drives left baseline, knocked away by Jamie Johnson. Hayes gets it back. Now out on the right baseline, Jamerson drives in. Five-footer up off the glass, rolls off, no good, and gets her own rebound. This girl is all over the court. And now a travel called against Jamerson as she got her own rebound for a third time. Went to the floor, but traveled with it. So the Streaks get it back on another Effingham turnover with 4:40 to play. Streaks leading 74-59. And they'll pick up with some token full court pressure now. Back in, Sarah Baker, Bailey Boyer, Katarina Mangieri, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco. This is Sarah Baker still in the backcourt. Now Bailey Boyer across midcourt right side. Bailey stops on the right wing, gives to Jessica Howard, right baseline, three-pointer up, off the back iron, no good. Shelby Pacheco with a weak side rebound and got tied up as she brought it down. She brought it down by her waist, and Zarusen got there and tied her up. Fortunately for the Streaks, possession arrow points their way with 4:25 to play, leading 74-59. Katarina Mangieri to inbound from the left baseline for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And it comes to Sarah Baker, left wing. Now Bailey Boyer on high left side. Dribbles right, penetrates inside the free throw line. Now brings it back out and gives to Jessica Howard between the circles. Now out high left side, it's Sarah Baker. Left wing, Katarina Mangieri. She'll fire the three. It's long. Rebound comes to Bailey Boyer on the weak side. Picks up and gives to Jessica Howard. Top of the key, Sarah Baker fires a three. Off the back iron, no good. And long rebound. Boy, I thought the Streaks were going to get that. Nobody got to it. Cole Clazier brings it down for Effingham. Stolen away from behind by Shelby Pacheco. And she dove after it and got it to Sarah Baker, who got bowled over. And let's see, Evan Massey called a timeout during that exchange. The Streaks had the ball. I mean, there was no doubt they had the possession. I thought maybe a foul was going to get called. But the Streaks take a full timeout. 3:56 to play. Is it a full timeout? Did they call it a full timeout or a 30? I'm not. Okay, so it's a 30-second timeout. Initially, he had indicated full, and then they changed it to a 30. I don't know if the Streaks are sitting down, though, so I'm not sure. Well, 3:56 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 74-59. I got indication of a full timeout, then a 30-second timeout. Yeah, the buzzer goes, so it was a 30. Usually the Streaks don't sit down during the 30s. No teams do usually, but they're sitting down this time. I think maybe Evan had indicated a full timeout, but it is a 30-second timeout. So the Streaks will bring the basketball the length of the court with 3:56 to play and a 74-59 lead, and it looks like Effingham will probably pick up with some full-court pressure this time. Streaks bring out Jennifer Markley, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, and Maddie Boyer. And they'll bring it from three-quarter court, and yes, Effingham will pick up with some pressure. It'll be Jamie Johnson to inbound for the Streaks. As we're ready to resume play, and it comes to Ty Peachy in the backcourt. 1-2-2 zone press from Effingham, and the ball is turned over by the Streaks. Ty got caught in a trap, and there was nobody cutting to the middle for. Now Early puts it up off the glass from Ken on the left side and got it, and they get 74-61. Streaks quickly down. Effingham doesn't even get to set the press. Mickey Rodriguez, three right wing is good. That is her second of the ball game, one in the first quarter, one in this quarter. Make it 77-61. Now a steal by Maddie Boyer. Jamie Johnson with it between the circles on the dribble. She'll stop and fire a three out high left side. Bounces around and off. Rebound off the hand of Jennifer Markley. Ty Peachy gets it, looks for help, and gets knocked to the floor. No call. And Jennifer Markley picked it up. I think they're going to say the ball hit the floor before Jennifer got to it. So the Streaks turned it over. with 3:16 to play, leading 77-61. Back in, Shelby Pacheco, Megan Young, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Bailey Boyer for the Streaks. Galesburg picks up with full court pressure, 3:16 to play in the ball game. Streaks playing for that third place trophy. The boys will do the same following this game. They'll take on Teutopolis, the T-Town Wooden Shoes. Here's Collins on the dribble, picks it up. She's trapped, and long down court pass is going to go out of bounds. In fact, off the pass to the end of the media table here at midcourt. And the Streaks get it back on an Effingham turnover. They've got 11 in the second half. 24 for the ball game. 3:07 to play. Bailey Boyer will bring it up for the Streaks against the 1-3-1 zone. Now Sarah Baker between the circles. Back to Bailey out high right side. Dribbles right. Picks up, looks for help, and gives to Shelby Pacheco. Shelby in a trap and gets out, and, yeah, she double dribbled. Yep, Shelby got called for the double dribble. She had bounced it as soon as she got it, then put it on the floor again. And the Streaks have now turned it over 17 times in the ball game. And let's see. Yep, we'll bring in, it's not a wholesale substitution. Ty Peachy and Maddie Boyer in for the Streaks, replacing Bailey Boyer and Megan Young. 2:52 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 77-61. And Effingham triggers from midcourt into the backcourt. It goes to Cole Clazier, picked up by Ty Peachy. Gets it across midcourt, right at the center circle. Now goes, dribbles back between the circles. Drives down the left side and gets cut off right under the basket by Jessica Howard. If she would have just held her ground, she might have been okay, but just moved with her. Got called for a foul with a body. That'll be her first foul. And Tatiana Cole Clazier will go to the free throw line with two shots. She had 11 points in the first half. She's got 14 for the game, 2:42 to play. Streaks lead 77-61, now make it 62 as the first free throw is up and good for Cole Clazier. She came back into the Effingham lineup is Blake Hayes, 5'6 senior guard. She'll replace Sam Zaruzin. 77-62, Streaks lead, 2:42 to play in the ballgame. Tatiana Cole Clazier, 5'10 junior guard at the free throw line for Effingham. She eyes her second. It is up, and this one is good as well. Full court pressure from Effingham. Inbound comes to Maddie Boyer. Back to Sarah Baker now, still in the backcourt on the dribble. Gets to Ty Peachy. She'll get it across midcourt, just right of the center circle. Her pass knocked away and stolen by Jamerson. Jamerson down to Collins. She'll run it down left side. Stops, goes up from five off the glass. No good. Sarah Baker, nice job. She contested that one, got the rebound. Now the outlet knocked away by Collins. Goes to the floor. Ty Peachy has it. And Evan Massey called a timeout, but the I don't think the official heard it in time. Streaks had it, and a jump ball is called, and the possession arrow points toward Effingham. 2:20 to play in the ball game. 77-63, Streaks lead. Interesting setup here. They'll inbound from the left baseline, and Effingham's lined up way out near midcourt for some reason, all in a stack. And it comes to Zaruzin, and she loses the handle, picks it up out near midcourt, gives to Jamerson in the center circle. Being guarded by Sarah Baker, gets a pick from Zaruzin, drives left side all the way down, lays it up off the glass, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped up by Sarah Baker. It's going to go off Sarah last. And Effingham will have it back with 2:08 to play. This Jamerson girl doesn't start for Effingham, but she is just all over the court. She is a hustler. Cole Clazier to inbound. And it comes on the left wing to Collins. Collins on the dribble, picks up out high left side, left wing to Cole Clazier, finds Zaruzin cutting to the basket left side, up off the glass, in and out, no good, rebound off the hands of Jessica Howard. Zaruzin gets it, puts it up, no good, but a foul is going to be called on Jessica Howard. Just got a little push in there. She made sure she didn't make the basket, is what you need to do, but Zaruzin will go to the free throw line now with two shots, with 1:57 to play in the ball game, 77-63, Streaks lead. So Galesburg just having trouble getting a rebound here and getting it back to their end of the floor. First free throw for Zaruzin is up and good. Zaruzin, a name familiar to the Teutopolis Wooden Shoes program from back in the early 80s on the boys' side. Very good player. I believe it was Bob that played for Teutopolis back in the mid-80s on one of their good state tournament teams. Second shot up and good as well for Zaruzin. 77-65 Streaks lead. 1:57 to play. Sarah Baker to inbound. Full court pressure from Effingham. Baker gives to Ty Peachy across midcourt right side. Ty on the dribble. Dribbles out of trap. Tripped up. No call. Hands off to Sarah Baker in the center circle. Now Batty Boyer out high left side. Now it's Sarah Baker out left of the center circle. She's going to hold on to it and make him come out and play man-to-man. Now it's Ty Peachy right at the center circle. 1:38 to play. Ty on the dribble against Jamerson. Now pulls it back out and gives to Maddie Boyer in the center circle with 1:33 to play. Maddie dribbles left. goes to the wing, picks up, looks for help, and traveled with it. Yep, before she made the pass, she drugged the pivot foot. So the Streaks turn it over for the 10th time in the second half. With 1:28 to play, leading 77-65. Cole Clasier to inbound in the backcourt. It goes to Earlywine for Effingham. She'll bring it across midcourt left side. Now back to the right, drives all the way down the right side lane, lays it up. And that's Ty Peachy across midcourt right side. Got bumped by Cole Clasier. That's her second foul. And is that the 17th foul? Are we in a bonus situation now? Is that the 16th foul now on Effingham? 1:12 to play in the ball game. Streaks with a 77-67 lead. Sarah Baker will inbound from midcourt straight across from us just in front of the scorers table. Checking into the Effingham lineup, Lindsay Pontius replaces Haley Jamerson. 1:12 to play. Streaks lead 77-67. In it comes to Shelby Pacheco, knocked away, and Shelby saves it into Maddie Boyer. She gets trapped up, and Evan Massey calls a timeout again, but they called the held ball. Evan was right in front of the official. They called the held ball, fortunately for the Streaks. The possession arrow pointed their way. Maddie Boyer had gotten caught in a trap on the sideline. Sarah Baker to inbound. Backcourt, it goes to Shelby Pacheco. Now it's Sarah Baker on the dribble. Gives to Maddie Boyer out high left side. Now back to Sarah Baker on the dribble. Left to the center circle. Picks up left to the center circle. Gives to Jessica Howard out high right side now with 57 seconds to play. Hands off to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble with 54. Right of the center circle and gets fouled by, it's going to be Pontius. And so now Streaks will get to go to the free throw line from here on out. Ty Peachy goes with a chance at the one and bonus. Ty with 3 points in the ball game on a three-pointer in the second quarter. 52.5 seconds to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 77-67. Got to convert from the foul line here late. Streaks with a 77-67 lead. Ty Peachy at the free throw line. Galesburg High boys getting ready to do battle for third place as well. First free throw up and off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Cole Clasier for Effingham. Cole Clasier across midcourt right side. Now it's out of the key. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Leans in, gets an easy one again. Right off the glass on the left side. And now it's 77-69. Streaks 41.1 seconds to play. Evan Massey talking to his girls, and I can tell he's saying, you know, why are you just letting her drive all the way down and get an easy one? But Streaks still with an 8-point lead, 77-69, 41.1 seconds to play in the ball game. And didn't see the indication whether this was a 30 or a 60-second timeout either. Streaks with a 77-69 lead on the verge of a win for third place, for the third place trophy here in the Charleston Holiday Tournament. The boys will play for the third place trophy as well against Tutopolis coming up immediately following this, about 10 minutes following. Mike Perry, Jim Lee will have that action for you. And then we'll have Illinois Fighting Illini basketball coming up following the Galesburg High boys. More than likely will join the Illini in progress early in that one as they open Big Ten play tonight. They'll host the Northwestern Wildcats at Assembly Hall in Champaign-Urbana. So 41.1 seconds to play in this one. Streaks lead 77-69. They'll bring it the length of the court when we resume play. Streaks bring out Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, and Shelby Pacheco. Effingham will pick up with full court pressure. It'll be Sarah Baker to inbound for the Streaks. Ready to get underway. Sarah gets it into Ty Peachy. Back to Sarah Baker. Stops and travel with it. Yep, drugged the pivot foot before she made the pass, and the Streaks turn it over with 38.1 seconds to play. Effingham will inbound from their own left baseline. It'll be Carly Earlywine to trigger. Earlywine gets it in Jerusalem. Wide open right side. Laid it up off the glass and got it. Streaks fell asleep on that one. It's now 77-71. 31 seconds to play. Shelby Pacheco on the dribble. She'll get it across midcourt right side. Her pass is knocked away, though. Streaks will have it on the far side near the end of their bench with 27.3 seconds to play. Streaks are going to have to, number one, protect the ball. Number two, hit their free throws. 27.3 to play. Sarah Baker to inbound. And it comes to Maddie Boyer right at the center circle. Maddie on the dribble and got Wow, I don't know if Effingham was trying to foul right away, but the foul was called on Colclasure, and she kind of smiled. I'm not sure there was any contact. That was a quick call there. But nonetheless, Maddie Boyer goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus with 25.6 to play. Streaks with a 77-71 lead. Galesburg with nobody up on the lane for the free throw. They're back ready to play defense. So Maddie Boyer at the free throw line. She has 6 points on a couple of threes in the ball game. First shot is up and good. That'll help make it 78-71, 25.6 to play. So Maddie ready to fire the second one up. Eyes it. It is up, and it is good as well. Make it 79-71. Streaks pick up in midcourt. This is Collins on the dribble. Right side. Goes to the wing. Picks up and gives to Colclasure. Now back to Collins on the right wing with 16. Are they going to get a shot off? Now she'll stop and give to Zerusen right wing with 12. Zerusen gives way to Collins with 10. Now it's Colclasure. A long three-pointer left side. Air ball. Rebound comes down to Shelby Pacheco. 6 seconds to play. Shelby picks up and, yeah, push off. Yeah. Shelby stopped and pushed off with 3.3 to play. It's kind of academic, but she kind of smiled after she did. She knew she shouldn't have, but Effingham will have it with 3.3 seconds to play. Streaks lead 79-71. So the Streaks look to go to 11-7 and pick up the third-place trophy in the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Streaks just need to stand with the hands up, and they won't even need to inbound even if Effingham does score. In it comes to Colclasure. Stout fires a long, long, long three. It's short. Rebound comes down, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks have won third place in the Charleston Holiday Tournament as they defeat the Effingham Flaming Hearts 79-71. The Galesburg Silver Streaks a winner. Stay tuned for Galesburg High Boys Basketball with Mike Perry and Jim Lee coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Crady Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law.